This is a song called Australia. I wrote it after a holiday to Uluru, and it's about our beautiful country and how we're so lucky to live here. And as I play it, picture the outback. My name's Jordan Brody, and I'm a 17-year-old instrumental guitarist. I've been playing guitar for about 10 years, and I play fingerstyle guitar, sort of like Tommy Emmanuel, Bruce Matisky, Joe Robinson, and I've been writing instrumental songs for about 6 years.
What do you like about playing the guitar, Jordan?
I play electric guitar and acoustic guitar, but for acoustic guitar, I love how you can get so many different sounds out of it. Like I do percussive work on the body and just the beautiful timbre of the guitar.
And you write your own songs. Where do you get your inspiration from?
From obviously the guitar greats, what they play. I sort of pick up on their little riffs and stuff like that. And also my family, we go on holidays quite a bit. And like, for instance, I wrote a song called Australia, and I wrote that after I came back from Uluru.
We're standing in the middle of the Botanic Gardens in Cairns. Do you often find that you do draw from those type of naturally beautiful type of places?
We live in such a beautiful place. I guess it does. The environment does inspire me a lot here, and particularly because the acoustic guitar is wooden and you can get those natural sounds out of it.
One of the aims of Spotlight Showcase has been to merge the creative talent of young musicians with photographers. How did that all work?
Firstly, we had a meeting to get to know the photographer we were paired with, and then we organised times to shoot. My photographer was called Stella Winlaw, and we had a photo shoot around Freshwater and Redlands and also the Salt House. And it just aims to promote the photographer and also the musician. We ultimately put together a slideshow of photos and with one of my songs playing, and to showcase at the Spotlight event.
So I imagine that must be a pretty good thing to have as an up-and-coming musician.
Yeah, well, I actually don't have many photos of myself, so I was quite impressed with the photos, and it was a great thing to have for bios and festival applications and all those things.
Junaid, you're one of the photographers that was assigned to the Spotlight Showcase. Which performer were you assigned to work with?
I was actually working with two. I was working with Luardi Thomas, who's a local singer and songwriter. And then I was also working with the young band, The Young Art, which is a three-piece band. I think the three fellows are in their last year of high school.
That's something different for you. What type of photography do you normally get involved with?
I was quite fortunate that both Luardi Thomas as well as The Young Art, they're very very friendly and easygoing people, but they're each very, very much creative. So I guess in a way we just sort of flowed. We picked a unique location for each band. Cairns has sort of no shortage of great locations to do photo shoots. And then we just sort of, we flowed with one another. So it made my job easy, particularly given that they were so friendly and easygoing.
Which locations did you choose?
For Luardi Thomas, we did a mixture, in fact. We did some shoots down amongst the flowering sugarcane around the back of Freshwater. We also did some stuff close by the inlet in town, by the passenger terminal. Then The Young Art, we did quite an extensive shoot also at the passenger terminal, which has recently been refurbished by the council. So it's a great backdrop for photos.
Has this inspired you to perhaps go down this avenue? Did you find it fun doing it?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said earlier, I think musicians are generally really creative. And with photography, particularly to be different, I think you've got to take a creative approach. So it was good to sort of work with someone who's also creative. It just sort of was really helpful to come to a good result.
Jordan, you've won a Queensland Music Award. It looks like your world is opening right up. How do you see things going for you for the next few years?
I've had a lot of achievements in the past year with the Queensland Music Award. I've also released an album, and obviously I've done a few gigs around Cairns and Queensland. But hopefully next year I'm moving down to Brisbane to pursue my music and hopefully go to the conservatorium, study and just become a professional musician.